Standing next to the solar array, you can see the turnpike traffic, but the place still feels like a farm. The panels are tucked in behind rows of corn.
We're in Morgantown, where 3 years ago we developed a 2-megawatt solar farm.
That's Lance Hillegas. He's Vice President of Design and Sustainable Development with the Henkin Group. It's a real estate development company that built the business park where we're standing. In the distance, there's a business that makes vinyl windows. It gets most of the electricity produced when these panels convert the sun's energy into electricity.
So that factory, annually, we supply between 40 and 50% of their electric.
When the Henkin Group built this solar farm a few years ago, the company was making plans for even more solar installations. But things changed.
And at the time, it looked like a great investment. Since then, the solar renewable energy credit value has gone down. It's still an okay investment, but not like we had pro forma originally.
Hillegas is talking about the Solar Renewable Energy Credit, known as an SREC for short. Here's how it works. Under a 10-year-old Pennsylvania law called the Alternative Energy Portfolio Standard, electric utilities are required to buy a certain percentage of their power from so-called Tier 1 clean sources, like wind and solar. If they don't make the power themselves, they can get it from someone who does, by buying an SREC.
Well, back in 2010, when we were envisioning this project, and even into 2011, the SRECs were worth as much as $300 an SREC. And then last year, they dipped as low as $20 an SREC.
Collapse might be a strong word, but a lot of the solar industry contractors and businesses kind of either went bankrupt or went elsewhere.
That's Ron Celentano. He heads Pennsylvania's Solar Industries Association and says things have been bleak. The funding for another key support of solar energy also dried up last year. Pennsylvania's Sunshine Solar Program, launched in 2009 under former Governor Ed Rendell, provided $100 million in rebates for solar panels on homes and small businesses. Evan Endress is with the environmental group Penn Future and says the state should be doing more to support the industry in the Commonwealth.
We're not as competitive in this market as other states, because other states have had consistent policy signals and consistent market signals that sort of drive that market.
Despite the swings in the solar market, the industry has grown rapidly here, and the price for panels has plummeted. Pennsylvania ranks 11th in the nation for installed solar capacity. That's enough to power about 28,000 homes. But it's still just a small drop in the bucket of the state's electric portfolio. Only about 3.5% of its power comes from all renewable sources, including wind, solar, and hydroelectric power. Solar's also an intermittent energy resource, so it needs the sun to shine in order to work. Jake Smeltz is president of the Electric Power Generation Association, a trade group representing the region's major electric utilities.
You don't want to become too reliant on things which can't produce until their fuel is available, because people want their lights to work every time, not 15% of the time.
But advocates say emerging energy storage technologies like batteries could help solve the problem, so power could be stored until it's needed. At the same time, they're concerned about policies on the horizon. The Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission, or PUC, recently proposed rules around net metering that have ruffled some feathers. Net metering provides a reward for producing more power than you use. So, for example, someone with solar panels on his roof can then sell that extra power back to the grid. PUC spokeswoman Jen Coker explains.
It would be your meter, you hit to the point where your meter is now going backwards, and then you are paid for returning that electricity to the grid.
But the PUC is trying to cap that at no more than 110% of your historical power usage. Evan Endress of Penn Future thinks the move will discourage investment.
And you can see how that would be a problem, because especially for businesses and for homes, the usage changes. So what if somebody gets an electric car? What if somebody does a whole host of whole house energy efficiency measures? What if a business adds a new type of manufacturing process? Energy is not something that's particularly consistent from year to year.
The PUC has already gotten a lot of comments on the proposed rules, but Coker says it's not an effort to rain on anyone's solar array. Instead, the commission wants to make sure people are actually customers who produce extra power, not simply entrepreneurs plugging in trying to make money off the grid. She says, for example, if a company wants to use more power by expanding its business and its solar array, it can do that. The company would just have to reapply to have its historical usage rate changed.
You would reapply for the historical usage and show what you're using now as opposed to what you were using then, and then ask to be net metered according to the new historical usage.
Back when it built the Berks County Solar Farm a few years ago, the Henkin Group got permission for future expansions. Lance Hillegas says with more panels, the farm could be producing three times as much power. But he's taking a wait-and-see approach.
If it becomes attractive again, we would definitely start up and do more solar PV projects.
The market for solar may bounce back as the Obama administration pushes states to cut greenhouse gas emissions and find cleaner sources of energy. Under proposed federal rules, Pennsylvania will have to cut its emissions 32% over the next 15 years. Marie Cusick, State Impact, Pennsylvania.